It started, changed the order a little bit. I didn't realize it. We'll have the opening prayer first. So if you'll bow with me, we'll pray together. Ask God to be with us in our service this morning. Our God and our Creator, we thank you for this day and for the blessings of life. We thank you for Christ, for his sacrifice, for his love, mercy, and grace. We thank you for our church family, Father. We pray you'll be with each one that's here, with their families. Father, we ask you to be with all of us and help us in our daily walk. Help us to be faithful to you in all things. Strive to live in accordance with the example that's been set for us through the apostles, through Christ. Father, we pray for forgiveness for our sins. Acknowledge that we are sinful. We thank you again for the sacrifice of Christ and the forgiveness that we receive through that sacrifice. Father, we pray with this congregation and we ask you to be with the sick and shut in. We ask you to be with Linda Bailey. She recovers. We ask you to be with Dora Bides, Kate Otson, Barry Spence, Sharon Ramey, Rachel Weaver. We ask you to be with Chris and Tom, our elders, be with the deacons, be with the teachers. We pray for Chris's brother. We pray for Renee's father. We pray for Bianca's mother and ask you to be with her, be with Greg Moore's mother and family. Father, we pray for the nation and its leaders and ask you to direct them in the way you'd have them go. Give them the courage to do that which is right. We pray for the church throughout the world, and we pray especially for those Christians that are undergoing persecution. Help us, Father, in our daily walk always to put our faith and trust in you. Give us a servant's heart, a sincere desire to show love to all, to be an example of the love that Christ has extended to the whole of mankind. Again, we pray that you'd be with us, be with this church. We pray that you'd bring us a minister as we go through our search. Be with the elders and those who are serving on that committee. Give them the wisdom to pick the selection, the right individual. Be with us this day and throughout our lives, we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Well, good morning, church. This is going to be a fun experiment. As you could tell, it already got started off differently. We started off with a prayer. And then we're also going to not have a single sermon led by a single individual. It'll actually be broken up into three parts with three individuals bringing it. And it was kind of a fun time working with a lot of people, putting this together. Chris led it, and Mark is involved. And then Alex Garrett put the worship together. Unfortunately, Alex was exposed yesterday, so he's in quarantine today. Just for out of an abundance of safety. So please be praying for Tori, Alex, and the kids. And so you get me and you get Chris. So you get the two B-teamers here for the day. So have grace as we went over the songs this morning. But if y'all don't mind standing and singing with me.
Got to turn on the volume here.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, also highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for our sake became poor. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. And I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon the cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon the cross. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Beauty that made this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. I sing praises to your name, O Lord, praises to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name, O Lord, praises to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I give glory to your name, O Lord, glory to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I give glory to your name, O Lord, glory to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. For your name is great and greatly to be praised. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship Your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship Your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship Your holy name. I worship Your holy name. I worship Your holy name. Amen. Please be seated.
What a great song. Like, that's great. 10,000 reasons for us to be thankful. Here's one of those reasons that we had to be thankful. We are thankful for our salvation. We talked about this a little bit in our Bible class this morning, and if I may put in a plug for that, it's a great time of Bible study together. If you are able to, we'd love to have you come out about 45 minutes earlier than usual and come out for Bible study. We're studied in the book of 1 Peter this morning. I'm going to just read, I've never, until I was working on this week, it never occurred to me that here's a place to go. And we talk about what we do here and why we do this. The issue of salvation, the topic of salvation, I think kind of underlies what Peter's talking about. And certainly as it begins this letter, I'm going to read beginning verse 3 of 1 Peter chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, that thanksgiving that we have. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Greatest things we had to be thankful for. And we have this joy inexpressible is the salvation of our souls, the salvation because of the sacrifice of Jesus. And it wasn't just an accident. It just didn't just happen that way, but that was planned from the foundation of the world, that Jesus would be that perfect sacrifice, the perfect Lamb of God that would take away the sins of the world. And so we're thankful for that this morning. We're thankful that God saw a way to bring us closer to him and to offer us pardon and this so important word, salvation. Salvation that we have because of Jesus Christ. And so we remember him this morning, as we do on every first day of the week. We think about the sacrifice that Jesus made for us and going to the cross and being that perfect sacrifice so that we can have salvation. We remember his body by taking a piece of bread and sharing that together. And we remember his blood by the grape juice, the fruit of the vine that represents his blood to us. If you haven't had a chance to pick up your emblem this morning, emblems, if you need that, somebody can bring that to you. But we'll give thanks for the bread, and not just because it's bread, but it's because it represents his body that was hung on the cross for us, and we're thankful for that. So let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful this morning for all of your blessings, and we're thankful for the opportunity to focus on that this morning. Right now at this time in our worship service, we focus our thankfulness to you for the gift of your Son, for the love that you had for us, that you gave your only begotten Son, and for his love for us, that he was willing to go to the cross and suffer what he did suffer for us and offered his body as a sacrifice for us. So we're thankful for the bread that we're about to partake of as a memorial of his body that was hung on the cross and sacrificed for us. We're thankful for salvation we have because of him. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. And we're thankful for the cleansing blood that Jesus shed on the cross. And it's hard for us to really wrap our minds around it, about the significance of that. But to think that our sins are washed away, and if we think we haven't sinned, John tells us that we're kidding ourselves. We have all sinned. And we do need this salvation. We do need this cleansing. So again, we're thankful this morning for that. So let's go to God in prayer again. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful once again for this opportunity to remember your Son in the way that he set forth for us to do that. We're thankful for his blood that cleanses us from our sins and for our salvation because of that cleansing. And we're thankful for this grape juice that we take as a memorial of the blood that he shed for us, and help us remember him as we partake of it. It's in his name we pray. Amen.
Go ahead and take this opportunity to excuse our kids. There's classes in the back. If you're a child and you're age 2 through, I think, 6th grade. In just a moment, Richard's going to say a few words about before we have a chance to focus on our giving. And prior to that, we're going to sing Give Thanks to the Lord. And this is my first time ever leading this song, so I'm thankful for this opportunity. Thank you, Alex. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for he is good. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, he is good. His love endures forever. Reign forevermore, reign forevermore, reign forevermore, reign forevermore, reign
yours forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for he is good. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Reign forevermore, reign forevermore, reign forevermore, reign forevermore, reign forevermore, reign forevermore. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks, for he is good. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever.
Amen.
Man, that's great. That's a good job. I love that song. That's super. Well, we do have a lot to be thankful for. You know, this is, I think this has become my favorite time of year. You know, I'm, like most people, when I was a kid, Christmas was my favorite time of year. As I've gotten older, I still love Christmas. I think what I love Christmas for, my focus has changed, and I've had more even mature approach and thought towards it now. But I really love the whole Thanksgiving season. And I thought this was great. Glad that we had the opportunity to focus on that some this morning. I do know for several of you. I know several of you on Facebook because I've seen you there and you've seen me there too. But I don't know if you've seen people on Facebook that do the month of Thanksgiving, where every day they post something that they're thankful for in the month of November, when we're thinking about this. It really is a time of great joy. And when we think about the roots and the history of this holiday, it's, you know, we have a lot to be thankful for. You kind of understand and appreciate what those folks might have been thinking about and thankful for when they were, when this was first started here several hundred years ago, and at least in this country anyway. But we do have a lot to be thankful for. And we talked about our salvation. That is certainly chief amongst that. But look at the way that we've been blessed in our lives. You know, the fact that we're even able to be out here this morning, we have plenty to wear. I go to my closet in the morning and I'm thinking, I'm going to say something that maybe, I don't want to talk bad about women compared to men, but I'm bad about going to the closet and thinking, what do I have to wear? I have choices, you know, and you think about that. And I'm thankful for that. I don't always like everything I've got in my closet to wear, but that's, you know, the fact that I have choices. When I leave here today, I'm going to be thinking about, where am I going to go eat? I'm not going to decide what am I going to eat or not. I'm going to decide, where do I want to go to eat? Or do I want to go home and take, you know, I mean, I've got a month worth of food in my pantry at home that I could go home and fix something. You know, the cars that we drive, the fact that we have a car to drive, the fact that we're able to get here of our own. Think about how just wonderfully blessed we've been in this life. God's been good to us. He's been very good to us. And so when we think about giving back to God. It's, you know, it's a mere pittance of what we owe Him, and what in the way He's blessed us. And so we take this time of year and we are thankful for our family and our friends and our blessings. I'm thankful for our family here. I'm thankful for my earthly family, my physical family. I'm thankful for them as well. And we'll get together and we'll celebrate and spend time together. And I expect most of us will do that. Let's reflect on the source of our blessings as we give thanks throughout this time of year. We think about everything that we have, everything that we've been blessed with. The Bible tells us that every good and perfect gift comes from God, and so we're thankful for Him. We have an opportunity to give back to God, and it's one way that we give back. There are many ways we can give back to God and show our appreciation for Him, but one of the ways that we can do that is, you know, church business and salvation business is like any other business. It takes money to make those things happen, and it's just the way things get done. And so we have an opportunity, and we take this opportunity on a weekly basis to offer the opportunity to give back to God in that way, in a monetary way, to in some small way show Him our appreciation and express our thanks for His blessings that He showered us with. And we have that opportunity today as well. We've changed our tradition on that a little bit. We don't pass the plate anymore like we used to do. The plate is on the table in the foyer. But also, today in the 21st century, we have more modern ways of giving as well. And there are online ways of giving. So if you would like to give in that way, and you haven't got set up to do that yet, ask some of the men here how to get set up with that. Don't ask me because I don't know, but somebody I'm sure can help you figure that out. And but there are many ways we can do that. So we ask you to consider that, and certainly are thankful for the opportunity to even be in that position where we're able to do that. So let's go to God in prayer as we give thanks for our blessings. Heavenly Father, You've blessed us in so many ways, and we're so thankful for that, and we pray that You will continue to bless us as You see our needs. And Father, even way beyond our needs, You've blessed us. You even blessed us to the extent of our wants, way beyond our needs even. And Father, help us to reflect on that, and we thank You for providing us the things that we need and the things that we want even. And we pray that we will reflect on that as we give back to You. Pray that You'll be with us as we go through the rest of our service this morning. We're thankful for this time of Thanksgiving even, Father, that we have not just the Thanksgiving holiday, but this whole month that we spend reflecting our blessings. And we ask You to continue to do that, and we pray that we will continue to reflect on how You blessed us as we go from day to day. Thank You so much for Jesus, especially, and for the salvation we have because of Him. And it's in His name we pray. Amen.
Hopefully you're sensing a theme today of we're taking this day to focus on thanking God for all of our blessings. Obviously, we're approaching Thanksgiving, and so this morning we're not having a traditional sermon, but we have a few folks that are going to get up and read some verses about thanks and praise of God, and give a few remarks. So, prior to doing that, let's sing together. Thank You, Lord. Let's see here.
For all that I've done, I will thank You. For all that You're going to do. For all that You promised and all that You are is all that has carried me through. Jesus, I thank You. And I thank You, thank You, Lord. And I thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving and setting me free. Thank you for giving your life just for me. How I thank you, Jesus, I thank you. Gratefully thank you. Thank you. And I thank you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving and setting me free. Thank you for giving your life just for me. How I thank you, Jesus, I thank you. Gratefully thank you, thank you.
So I was interested in hearing Richard's comments this morning. You know, his statement about social media and people posting a message of thanks every day for the month of November. And I'll be honest with you, I haven't seen that. And that would be encouraging because what I see on social media, and I think what a lot of people are guilty of, and I'm probably falling in this category, is we portray a better life. We portray our good things, our what we're doing. Everybody puts a picture of their legs at the beach or at the pool. Everybody, if you get a new car, or if your kids did something great at school, or got straight A's, or scored a touchdown, or whatever, that's what we post. We post the things that are good that are going on in our lives. And you know, as I was thinking about the scriptures that I'm going to read in just a moment, that's and there's nothing wrong with posting. I mean, it's okay to be proud of your kids. And there's really nothing wrong with saying I'm at the beach either. But we live in a society where we are constantly focused on ourselves. We are constantly focused on, what's going on in our lives. And I was thinking about some of the folks I've interfaced with over my life. And there's a couple different folks that came into mind. One was this person years ago. And honestly, she talked so much, you could not get a word in edgewise. And you couldn't, even when she took a breath, I don't know how she breathed that quickly, but she would breathe so quickly and start talking, and I couldn't get a word in edgewise. And we all know folks like that. If you don't, you're probably that person. There's also the people this one gets me too, is when you're trying to tell a funny story and everybody, you can tell they're not listening because they want to tell a funnier story when you're done. And you're like, they're not listening to me. This is a funny story. And you can tell by their fake laugh at the end that they really didn't register because they didn't pay attention. They were thinking about what they wanted to say. They were focused on themselves. And then I was driving this morning and this person was in front of me and they wanted to go. And I was at a stop sign and I was there first, but I thought, I'm going to let them go. So I waved them out. The least they could do is say thanks, you know? And I don't know why that bothers me. It takes maybe 1 second. That's all it took. But it bothered me because they didn't acknowledge what I just did for them. I let them go in front of me when it was my turn to actually go. And so, you know, we live in this world where, again, we are focused on ourselves. And so as I was thinking about scriptures that I wanted to share with the group today, I picked a couple of them. First one was 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Give thanks in all circumstances. There's actually challenges, at least from my perspective, giving thanks in all circumstances. I mean, when things are really good in life, sometimes I forget to thank God. I think, yeah, things are going well, and I did this. I created this. And it's easy to forget to give thanks to God when things are going extremely well. And then on the flip side of the coin, when things are terrible, it's hard to give thanks. I mean, really? Do you see what I'm dealing with every day? Do you see the stress I have in my life? Do you see all the pain and the difficulty? And I'm supposed to give thanks in the circumstance? It's really easy to say those words, but it's difficult to do. The other verses, the verse that I had put up was, through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name. A sacrifice of praise. I found that interesting. You know, if you look at the Old Testament sacrifices, you were supposed to give your best. You weren't supposed to find the goat with the limp or whatever. You're supposed to give your absolute best. And we're supposed to give God our absolute best when we praise him. You know, it's also, and maybe you haven't thought about it like this. I hadn't really thought about it like this until I was reading this earlier this week. A sacrifice of praise. When we stop to praise God and to thank God for our blessings, that is a sacrifice of our time. That is a sacrifice of our focus. We're able to do whatever we want with our time. But to take that time and take that energy and to give yourself the opportunity to focus on God and praise him, that is a sacrifice. That is an opportunity that we have to give to God. So, I guess the point that I wanted to make this morning is when we praise God, when we thank God for all of our blessings, for what he has done for us, for the plan of salvation, for Jesus Christ, we are actually, it is an act of humility. We are acknowledging that we can't do it all ourselves. We need him. And so that's why I think God wants us to continually offer praise, to continually offer thanks. He wants us to do so in all circumstances, because when we begin to focus on him, when we begin to thank him, we take the focus off of ourselves, we put it where we should be, we become humble to God, and when we do so, not only does it change the way that we think, it changes the way we act. And then that in turn allows us to be a light, allows us to reach others and to show and demonstrate who God is and who Jesus is to people that we interface with on a daily basis. So, it's my prayer that we can go out throughout this week and each and every day, really, make sure we set aside time to thank God for what we have in life and to praise him, because he's a wonderful and great God, and we're so blessed. Let's sing. I forgot. Sorry. All right. Let's sing Thank You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for loving me. And thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole and saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Let us all with one accord sing praises to Christ the Lord. Let us all unite in song to praise him all day long. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Please reveal your will for me so I can serve you for eternity. Use my life in every way. Take hold of it today. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
Forgive me, because I'm going to have to talk fast. I am a former lawyer. Try not to hold that against me. And
I'm a former politician, so, you know, I'm one step below a used car salesman. But if you give a lawyer, a politician, a microphone, he'll talk forever. And I found out this morning I've got 10 minutes, so I've got 6 pages here. So, you know, if we're going to make it to dinner, I've got to hurry. I have 2 scripture verses, and I promise I'm going to talk fast. I promise, of course. These are more of my thoughts that I tried to organize together about thankfulness, being thankful, being grateful. So these are some of my thoughts, is that we will never have peace or contentment without being thankful for Jesus. I'm thankful that God gives me peace when I ask for it on a daily basis. Notice that I didn't say that he takes all my problems away. You know, there's 3 types of people in this room. People that are getting ready to go into a storm, people that are in the middle of the storm, and people that just came out of the storm. Problems are going to come. For the wise man and the fool, the problems are going to come. But Jesus promises peace. Doesn't promise to take away the storm, but he promises peace. And I believe, forget what I believe, let me tell you what the Bible says about God's peace. Matthew 11:28, and there are some scriptures that I'm going to read that I didn't put up here. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and I will find rest, and you will find rest for your souls. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety and anger, on him, because he cares for you. Jeremiah 6:16, and this is one of my favorites. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. After all, isn't that what we're all looking for in this life? You know, the world tells us the big lie. Fame, fortune, power, and pleasure will give you happiness and joy. Don't buy it. It will not give you peace. There's only one thing that will give you peace. And I tell my kids this, they're looking down, because I tell them every day, is you do what God wants you to do. Make God happy. And that's the only way you're going to have peace. Don't buy the world's lie. Now, I'm supposed to be talking about thankfulness here. So, you know, there was a blind boy sitting on the steps, and he had a hat in front of him, had a few coins in it, had a sign that said, you know, I'm blind, please help. Man walks by, drops some change, and takes the sign and changes the words on it. Comes back a few hours later, and the blind boy recognizes the footsteps. And he says, sir, are you the one that changed the words? Because there had been, you know, a significant amount of money put in the hat. And he says, yes. The boy says, what'd you put? And it said, let me find it. It said, today's a beautiful day. I wish I could see it. You see, everybody walking by then was thankful for that day. They were thankful for their sight. And through that thankfulness, they were compassionate. Colossians 3:12-17. Now, this is a real eye test for me here. It's back here. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Now, verse 15 there. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. And I found that wording interesting. Verse 15 says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. First of all, I don't believe that we can be at peace or peaceful if we're not thankful. There is a correlation between being thankful and being grateful and having God's peace. We cannot be at peace and express ingratitude at the same time. It doesn't work that way. Ungrateful people are some of the most miserable people to be around. Do you enjoy hanging around someone who's always demonstrating how ungrateful they are? They're always negative. They're always pointing out what's wrong with their lives. I would venture to say that None of us here would deliberately choose to be around a person or a friend like that. If you think about it, when we're being ungrateful, it's a sure sign that we are not at peace with our place in the world. And we are not at peace with how God is taking care of us. In order to have that peace, or let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, it's an intentional act of relinquishment. Again, you're never going to have peace or contentment without being thankful for Jesus. Let me cut through my six pages here. Jesus is walking to Jerusalem, and he sees 10 lepers. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 clean? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go, and your faith has made you well." Let's point out a few things here. Number one, God notices when you're thankful. And he also notices when you're ungrateful. Jesus noticed the one leper that came back with a thankful heart, didn't he? Let's think about that this week. We control our attitudes. Every day we wake up, you got a choice. Which leper are you going to be? Because we've all got problems. All of us are lepers in God's eyes. And I want to leave you with this story, and then I'll start talking. I don't know how much time I got. I've got one last story. I used to be a prosecutor for a long time. And people used to ask me, you know, how can a loving God send people to hell? How can they do that? How can I be thankful for this sacrifice? You know, I'm not a bad person. I'm not one of these murderers. I'm not that bad of a guy. Well, I use this example, I used to be a prosecutor. So let's pretend tomorrow the state of West Virginia, the legislature, passed a law that said the wages of sin is death. Well, that means that if you break the law in West Virginia, you got to spend the rest of your life in prison. Doesn't matter whether it's a speeding ticket or whether it's murder. So, of course, a few weeks from now, someone gets pulled over for speeding. And the law says that person, or at least a person, has to spend the rest of their lives in jail because of that violation, and there's no getting around it. That person's convicted of speeding, and they go up to the South Central Regional Jail, and they're there permanently for the rest of their lives, unless they can find somebody to take their place. A few weeks later, someone murders somebody, shoots them, kills somebody. They're convicted. They go to jail for the rest of their lives. They're out there sitting, two cellmates, one speeding ticket and one's a murderer. And now I take my little Ella, 8 years old, and I take her up there and I say, you know what, I'm gonna set you all free. I'm gonna put my daughter in this jail cell, and she's going to serve your sentence. You know what the person with the speeding ticket says? They come out of the jail cell and they say, you know what, I'm not that bad of a person. I'll see you later. Never to talk about me again. Never to mention my daughter who's still sitting up in jail for their crime. The murderer comes out. You know what he does? He's like that one leper. He comes back to me and says, "Hey, thank you so much. I'm so thankful for your sacrifice. Thank you." And you know what? He goes down the halls glorifying my sacrifice, telling everybody about it. Now, who do you think God's happy with? Of course, because it doesn't matter what the crime is. My sacrifice is still the same. The sacrifice was there. It's been given, and I continually pay it. So when you wake up tomorrow and you wake up this week, that's what I want you to think about. I want you to think about, first off, as it was mentioned, we're a blessed society. All of us have things to be thankful for. But just remember that, yes, it was Jesus' sacrifice, but God the Father sacrificed his only begotten Son. And that's something that we all need to wake up and be thankful for every day. That's all. Thank you.
Well, because of Mark, we're going to skip a song.
No, you're good.
Thank you, Mark, for those comments. So I'm going to be very quick. I don't have a lot planned here. I'm not a politician, I guess. Whenever you look through the Bible, whenever you look through the first part of a lot of the New Testament, when Paul writes to the Romans, for example, he says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. Or in 1 Corinthians, I always thank my God for you because of this, of his grace given to you in Christ Jesus. I got more. Ephesians, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you. Philippians, I thank my God every time I remember you. Colossians, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you because we've heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people. 1 Thessalonians, we always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. Second, we ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more and the love all of you have for one another is increasing. So if we go back to Romans, and then 1 Corinthians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, these are all within the first 10 verses of these letters. These are the first words that Paul writes to the churches in these four far-off cities. These are the first words. He says, I thank you, brothers and sisters. I thank you, and I remember you. I appreciate what you are doing within God's Spirit. I appreciate the work that you're doing in the world. And I think that should be our first word whenever we see people. Thank you, Richard, for doing communion today and taking care of my taxes. Thank you, Dales, for doing everything you do. Thank you, Johnsons. Thank you, Morrisons, Rileys, Plants, everyone in this room, the Winnells, the Wagners, Linda and Lynn, Annette, the McNeelys, the Cantrells. Denims. They're out counting money. That's why I don't see their faces. But thank you, each and every one of you, for what you are, for teaching my children, for being my brothers and my sisters. And that's all I have. I just want to say thank you. And so we're going to sing a song now. This is the final song. I think those are my kids screaming. We're going to sing one final song here. It's a song we haven't sung very often, but it's a song that last year when we did the quartet videos, we sang quite a bit just to try to get people into the rhythm of this song. But if you have any thoughts, any prayers, if you need to be prayed over while we stand and sing during the song, Chris is up here, or any other man or woman in here will easily pray for you. So let me find my key, and if y'all don't mind standing, we'll sing.
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the Son sets free. Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God, yes I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God, yes I am. Free at last, he has ransomed me, his grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, he died for me, who the Son sets free. Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who I say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am who you say I am. Who the Son sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God, yes I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God, yes I am. Who the Son sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God, yes I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God, yes I am. Amen.
Quick announcements. One is, obviously we just had Veterans Day, and we're approaching Thanksgiving, so we're going to combine the two and quickly. I was going to have you stand if you were a veteran, but everyone's standing, so raise your hand if you served in the military. And our kids have made a card to thank you for your service. They're going to disperse those to you. So keep your hand up until you get a card from one of the kids, and we do thank you for your service. We got Joe up here in the front. Tom's over there. And prior to our closing prayer, I do want to make one other announcement. I'm going to read it. The church will be collecting toys for the Union Mission until December the 10th. Toys are needed for children ages 6 to 16. There is a bin, or there will be, I'm not sure if there is or there will be, a bin in the foyer where donations will be collected. On December 14th, the Union Mission will sort the toys from 6:30 to 8:30 and set up a toy shop at Mount Calvary Baptist Church. On the 15th and 16th of December, eligible families in need will come to shop at the toy shop at Mount Calvary Baptist Church. If you're interested in volunteering for setting up the toy shop or working the toy shop on the 14th, 15th, or 16th of December, that's about only a month away, please let Renee know. So that's an opportunity for us to think of others, to bless others. And so if you do want to participate in that in any way, just see Renee. Let's close in prayer. Father God, we're so thankful for this day. We're thankful for the opportunity to come together to spend time focusing on our blessings, focusing on you, and recognizing just all the ways that you anticipate our needs, and you provide everything that we need in life. And we're just so thankful for you. We're thankful for Jesus Christ. We're thankful for the plan of salvation. And we just pray that we can live a life when we leave here this week where we are, where it's evident that we appreciate all that you do for us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray.